Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day,
I'm the Small Business Advocate in my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Eva Rosenberg is here. Settle down. Settle down, folks. I'm excited, too. She is the tax mama. She is the author of a whole bunch of books on small business taxes. I encourage you to check it out at taxmama.com. Eva, thanks again for being here. What are some of the other things that we need to know about our taxes? We just talked about the deadline, October 15th deadline. There's a filing deadline, right? I guess we've already passed the quarterly tax payment deadline, right? Is that behind us?
Well, yeah. So the last one was September 30th, but we've got some weird stuff going on with those payroll tax deposits.
Okay.
Because of the CARES Act, employers are allowed to defer depositing the employer's share of the Social Security without incurring a failure to deposit or failure to pay penalty. Mm-hmm. The only problem is the IRS forms and computers until now weren't really set up for that. So the IRS has been sending out notices to people with penalties for having followed the law.
Right.
But the
left hand doesn't know what the right hand's doing. Is that what you're saying?
The left computer doesn't know what the right computer is doing. Congress passes these laws without really consulting IRS or giving them time to implement stuff. So first of all, employers, if you are functioning normally, do not take advantage of this provision.
If you've got the money, pay the taxes.
Yeah, because it's going to add up and you're going to get behind. That's really scary.
They didn't abate the taxes. They just delayed it. And if you had the money, if you didn't have the money, fine. Deal with it, you know, as you go forward.
Yes,
but if
fine.
You have the money, pay the taxes. Because it's
and
just...
same thing for the employees. You know, Congress has allowed the employees not to pay their half of the Social Security and Medicare. But again, it's a deferral. They're going to have to pay it back next year.
Right.
And they're not going to have the money. So if at all possible, persuade your employees, if they're working and earning regular compensation, not reduced compensation.
It.
It's not a good thing.
It and is, you can it do it, right? I mean, don't change anything. Send them the money. They'll take it and they'll give you credit for it.
Yes. For those people that did it and that do qualify, you can deal with the IRS notices, try to respond by mail, but IRS isn't opening the mail.
That's right.
So, you know, it's going to get stacked up over there. But if you actually qualify, the rule is that the deferred deposits of the Social Security tax can be deposited by December 31st of 2021, 50% of the amount that was eligible, and the other half by December 31st of 2022.
So it does give you plenty of time to pay it, but you're still going to have to come up with the money, folks, and you better put it in your spreadsheet, in your budget, because otherwise the date's going to slip up on you and you're going to say, whoa, I owe how much tomorrow?
Exactly. And payroll taxes are probably one of the biggest causes of employers going bankrupt.
They get upside down. There's no question about it. And the IRS folks, they don't like it when you don't pay your income tax. But when you don't pay the payroll tax, they get ill.
They do, because for the most part, a lot of the payroll taxes are payroll or funds that were taken out of the employee's paycheck.
Yeah.
This, at least, is the employer's share, so they don't quite treat you as a criminal for this, but there's no mercy.
That's right. But if they think you've messed around with the payroll money, an employee's money, they have agents who carry a badge and a gun. That's when those guys show up.
They actually have a program started by the Deputy Commissioner of Collections for IRS before he was the Deputy Commissioner. It's one of these things where we're from the IRS and we're here to help you.
Uh-huh.
If they see an employer start falling behind, they will come by literally for an educational visit to help the employer kind of rebalance their finances mm-hmm. so that they don't continue to fall behind, because most of the money that the IRS collects is not from tax returns. Yep. It's from payroll tax deposits.
Mm-hmm.
So literally, probably about 80% of the money that the IRS collects comes from payroll tax deposits. So they're very aware and very concerned anytime an employer falls behind for one or two payroll periods.
Folks,
so they are trying to help.
It's just like your health. If you've got something going on with your body that you think is not right, you got to go at least find out what's the news. You got to find out what's going on. You got to check, and so you know you're not ignorant. If you're upside down with the IRS, at least go talk to a CPA. Go talk to somebody, an expert like Eva, and tell them the story. Throw it out on the table. Tell them the whole story. Don't hold anything back. And find out what your options are, because I will tell you, every day that goes by, it's going to make it worse.
It will. And probably when it comes to IRS balances due, enrolled agents have generally better training for dealing with IRS representation,
mm-hmm.
because that's the entire focus of our annual education, continuing education, is IRS tax issues and tax representation. There are ways we can help reduce the problem, but unpaid payroll taxes, the IRS will go after anybody who signs on the bank
yep.
account, anybody who's a member of the board, anybody
and
who owns
cannot,
any part of the business.
There is no compromise and offering compromise on that. They'll hunt you down to the ends of the earth, folks. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Eva Rosenberg. TaxMama.com is the website. Check out all her books and all the things that she does there to help people like you and me. Tintil, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.